Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Special Criminal Court has decided it will listen to audio recordings of conversations between Gerard Hutch and Jonathan Dowdall, which Gardaí made when they bugged the former Sinn Féin councillor's Jeep. Hutch's defence counsel has said that it would be objecting to the admissibility of the evidence because it says 8 of the 10 hours of the recordings are while the Jeep was in Northern Ireland. We can find out more about this now from our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, who was in court today. What evidence did the Special Criminal Court hear today from the Garda surveillance officer?
Well, Officer AQ, who cannot be identified by order of the court, said he put the tracker on the outside of the Land Cruiser, Jonathan Dowdall's Land Cruiser, and the bug inside it to capture the conversation in the vehicle. He said he would have listened to bits of it, but there was a specific number of people who were assigned to listen to those conversations. He said they couldn't be listened to live. He said once the device was deployed, at certain stages it was downloaded, then uploaded onto a system in his office. The listening device, he said, captures audio but not locations and doesn't work as a tracker. He said it can't be edited, cut or pasted. The equipment was specifically purchased to be used in court. He said he could only change the name on the file, but he couldn't edit it. The audio content was on a machine in his office, password protected, and he was the only person with access to it. He also said the listening device on the Jeep could be turned off remotely. Now, he described the tracking device as an aid only to surveillance and a minor aid. He said it tells you where the vehicle is, but it doesn't tell you who's in it, what they've done, or where the vehicle is going to. He said the surveillance team are tracking the vehicle with their eyes, and it will only tell them where it's been, not where it's going to. He also said he handed four recordings over to another Garda that were made on the 25th, 26th, 27th of February 2016, and also on the 7th of March 2016.
And Paul, this question, these court proceedings in relation to the admissibility of these audio recordings, what was at issue there?
Yes, Senior Counsel Sean Galland today described the audio recordings of what was said in conversations in Jonathan Dowdall's car. He said today that this was the core part of the case. You may remember in his opening statement at the start of the trial, he said Gerard Hutch had asked Jonathan Dowdall to arrange a meeting with Republicans in Northern Ireland, and when both men drove north, their conversations were recorded. Now, Hutch, the court heard, is alleged to have said that he wasn't going to show a weak hand and go looking for peace, as it was hard to get involved with the Kinahans. The messenger gets it. However, defence counsel Brendan Grehan said today that 8 of the 10 hours of recordings are while Jonathan Dowdall's Jeep is in Northern Ireland. Mr. Grehan said that the Gardaí were therefore operating outside the jurisdiction and the evidence is inadmissible. Now, Miss Justice Tara Byrne said the court had decided that the recordings can first be played, they can be heard in open court, and then the legal argument as to their admissibility can be made, and the court will make a ruling on that.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you very much for that.